Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 25th. Happy Missions Monday. Although our mission this week is really about focusing in on Jesus and his walk toward the cross. Today in Luke's Gospel, we'll actually read about Jesus being crucified and his conversation with those who are also crucified, and then his prayer to the Lord. And then we'll move over to the Proverbs. We're in the Proverbs for our second day today, Proverbs 1, 8 through 19. But first from Luke's Gospel, beginning in Luke chapter 23 and verse 35. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at them, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. But when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance, watching these things. This is a difficult passage to read, but I want to move back to one of the thieves on the cross. Verse 40, the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God?" Fear of God, I believe, humbling ourselves before a holy God, is the posture that we must have that leads to salvation. You'll notice that afterwards, Jesus says, "You'll be with me in paradise." He asked Jesus to remember him, and he has a posture of humility before the Lord. Also, I wanted to note in verse 46 that Jesus speaks with the Father and entrusts himself to God in his very last breath, knowing that God hears his prayers. This is a great reminder for us that God does not abandon us. He hears our prayers, and even when all seems lost, God is about his resurrection work. This is a difficult passage to read, but I want to move back to one of the thieves on the cross. Verse 40. I read that passage from the English Standard Version because I'm working through one of my little scripture journals that Crossway puts out. But I'm moving over to the New International Version for the Proverbs. This says, prologue, exhortations to embrace wisdom, warning against the invitation of sinful men, beginning in verse 8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your neck and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, "Come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmless soul, let's swallow them alive like a grave, a hole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us. We will share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths. For their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go down after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I mentioned it being Missions Monday. May it be our mission today to see and savor Jesus Christ as Lord and to help others to see Him as well. In Romans chapter 13, there's this little phrase that talks about putting on the armor of light. And I told one of my kids this morning as they got out of the car, put on the armor of light. And she said, what does that mean? I believe that it means that we clothe ourselves with Christ. We remember the instructions that we find in His Word. We put them around our necks like a garland because we believe that what God teaches in His Word is true and right and helpful. And then we entrust ourselves to God and we say, Lord, we commend ourselves, our spirits, our souls, everything that we are to You. Help us to be about Your work in this kingdom. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for my brothers and sisters. Thank You for a start to a new week of focusing in on what You did for us in the cross. Thank You, Lord, for an opportunity we have to just meditate on Your Word together. Whatever my brothers and sisters face this week, or if they are able to go on vacation, Lord, bless them and keep them. Make Your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them. Please, Lord, continue to give our church and our fellowship and all churches around the world who preach Jesus Christ as Lord, Your favor. And may those who do not know You come to know You even this week. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.